Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. If you see, we are in a new location. We in a new location.
New location, new vibes, right. All that good stuff. Oh. Pardon me. Oops,
pardon me. So if this is your first time joining us, this is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. Music, love, life, pursuit of happiness, drugs. Like, nah. Drugs. mostly music, mostly life. My name is Shakoya D.
Being Breeze.
It's your boy Damani.
And
this is the Gray Area.
I was actually going to say, welcome to the Gray Area.
I like that. Welcome.
If you haven't already, follow us on Instagram at the Gray Area Podcast. And let's get it started. First and foremost, how are you guys? It's been a while.
I'm lovely.
I can't call it. I might fall.
Oh my gosh.
How are you?
I'm good. Just been growing, changing, getting things done.
That's good. That's good. A wise woman once said, if it ain't growing, it's dead. So I hope you're growing. Hope you
change. Who said that?
A wise woman.
Okay. Mm. Well.
First name wise, last name woman. Woman. Mm-hmm.
Let's get started, y'all.
So the topic for today is... Had to make suspense.
Man was buffering.
The topic is, how did you guys get to where y'all at mentally? Thus far in your life.
You want to go first?
It's up to you.
All right. I'll go. It took a while. Elaborate. I naturally, I guess as a child, had like a positive disposition anyway. So like...
Alkalized that.
Yeah. I was always a happy child or whatever, but you know, growing up, you start to experience life, you start to see things, experience disappointment, different things like that. And you know, see the world, you start to see the world in a different light, whether it be from other people shaping your view or you just observing stuff. So, for a little while, like, I don't know, like I was really good and then I would suppress my feelings, so then I wound up getting depressed. So then I kind of had to get out of that and work my way to a positive mindset. But, like, where I'm at now, how I got here was, like, saying affirmations to myself and, like, actually creating my own affirmations. Because I think it's cool to say other people's affirmations, but I didn't feel like the ones that I was finding really fit my situation and, like, my personality and how felt. So I would just kind of tweak them. I also made, like, a positivity wall. So, like, whenever I wake up, I would literally wake up, meditate. I would wake up, pray, meditate, and then go read my positivity wall, like, out loud. So all my dreams, aspirations, like, little affirmations, different things like that. And then, like, just kind of recognizing that, I guess, and I'm still, it's still a journey, like, it's a continuous journey, and let me know if I'm talking too much.
Do you think?
It's a continuous journey, so one of the things that I had to realize is that I have to put my own emotions first, because when I was putting other people's emotions first, that's when, you know, I would forget about myself and I would get caught up in whatever they were doing or make sure that they're okay. But it was draining to me. So just making sure that I'm doing things to pour back into myself to like recharge and all of that stuff. And it's something that I'm still learning to do. So really getting here, I don't know, it was a lot of affirmations. I read some new books to help me kind of shift my mindset. I shifted my goals a little bit and really sat down with me and figured out what I wanted in life rather than what my parents wanted for me or like how my friends envisioned me or my career going and stuff like that. Because everybody got ideas for you, but they don't live your life. You gotta live your own life for yourself. And that's like the most important thing. So recognizing that, excuse me, long story less long, recognizing that, I just kind of, I don't know, kept walking, kept going on my journey, kept doing what, slowly starting to do more and more of the things that I want to do, and just being free in who I am, like, authentically. What? Is that the word? That's the word?
I mean, authentically, yeah, you could, I mean.
Okay.
Did you just say authenticity?
Take your time.
I was about to say authenticity, but then I was like, it's authentic. Authentically, yeah. So, being myself authentically and really discovering and remembering who that is and what that means to me. And, like, so that's where I'm at. Like, that's how I kind of got to, like, the mindset that I'm in now. Because, so I know now, because I worked on it for so long. One thing.
Light bulb.
Ding! One thing that I really had to do was I had to make sure that every time I had a negative thought about something, I had to shift it. I had to learn how to shift it to a positive thought. So one thing that I also would try to get, like, friends and family members to do, like, if they said something negative about themselves, I'd be like, all right, give me three things that's positive about yourself.
Right, say something nice. Talk to me nice.
Talk to me nice. No talking at all. So, yeah, I'll stop talking now, but, yeah.
That was good stuff. I mean, a lot of, I guess for me, a lot of the stuff, I mean, it's similar to that. I mean, of course, affirmations. But I think how I got where I'm at now is more, I mean, it's a testament to, like, the people I was around. So, like, a lot of it, just me being around different people and then having to see how everybody's mindset works. Because when we talk about this all the time, just, like, how interesting people's mindsets are. And then going and just seeing what people think and then kind of figuring out what I think in response or in comparison to that. And yeah, I mean, just again, a lot of reading, a lot of planning, you know, made a calendar, trying to get my life in order.
Yes, his calendar.
You know what I'm saying?
To the calendar.
You know? But yeah, just spending time with me and just kind of being in your own story. Cause I feel like a lot of times we don't take an active role in our own life stories. Like, if this was a movie, you're not, I mean, you are watching it, but most of the time, you should be active in the experience of it.
Right.
Like, you don't have to, you can be you're supposed to be the main character and a part of the audience. So it's like, but remember to be the main character. You can't just be on cruise control the whole time. So yeah, that was something that really helped me. And yeah, just a lot of that, just like trying to experience stuff. Cause like, that's the only way you learn. You live, you learn.
Yeah. Word. I remember just, like, piggybacking off what you said about being the main character in your story. I was watching The Love Hour, and she was talking about, I think it was for this year. It might have been last year. She said it last year, but I don't know if it was it was just for the years to come. She was talking about having main character energy. Like, she never had main character energy before. Like, she never put herself first and da da da, and I feel like a lot of us are discovering that now. Once I heard that, a lot of things, like, clicked, and I was like, yeah, I'm about to be the main character. Yeah. Like, this is my movie.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
some people got too much main character energy.
I mean,
need to chill
out.
I don't think you can have too much main character energy.
I think you can.
But I feel like, go ahead.
I was about to say, like, your world revolves around you. So, I mean, it makes sense to have a lot of main characters. When you realize that, define main too much. Yeah, before I go into this, define too much main character energy.
I think too much of main character energy is like, it's a lack of regard for anybody around you. Like, literally everything is about you. When it's like,
it's their life.
Your like, life
you
is about
you. Can't necessarily fault them for.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's the polite and respectful thing to do to be like to worry about other people as well as yourself. But if I feel like this is my story and I'm the only one that matters, it's their story.
But I think there's a level of So you need to have the main character energy, right? I think it's important, but there's also a level of, like, as a main character, I also have to be aware that there's other people having the main character story, right? So it's not just I'm the main character of my story, but that has nothing to do with your story, right? So again, everything that matters to me doesn't matter to you, right? So I can't go into it assuming that because it matters to me, because I'm the main character, it's gonna matter to you. It doesn't.
Yeah, you shouldn't, but. You can.
There's nothing wrong with it. I'm not saying there's nothing. I feel like you can't have too much of it in terms of, like, everything isn't always about you.
Right.
Your life is about you, but everything outside of your life is about you. Yeah.
How much selfishness is too selfish?
I haven't figured that out yet, because I'm just now learning how to be selfish.
Likewise.
Like, I haven't figured that out. Because people be doing, like, stuff that's kind of selfish, and I just be like, okay. I'm a little offended, but I'm going to respect that, because I need to do the same thing. I need to learn how to do that. So I'm going to just take a little note, so when you ask me to do something, just know. Nah.
Yeah, I mean, I think, again, I feel like it's a fine line, because I think, I think it's hard to describe what's too much selfishness. I mean, because, again, I think when it's a lack of regard for, like, other people having a human experience, because we're all having a human experience, mm-hmm. right? That's all we're doing, is we're here to have a human experience. So I think when it's a lack of regard for everybody else's human experience, again, it's not saying that your experience is any better or less than, like, if we're comparing lives, right? I should, technically speaking, my life is more important to me, but that doesn't mean my life is more important than yours.
Right.
So it's like, I think for some people, you can walk the line. Yeah. For some people, you can walk the line, and then it's like, you'll feel like your life is the only important life that matters, when it's like, nah, it's like you just live a totally different life, and it's like, again, what you value is totally different than what I value, so, right. And it doesn't mean that what you value is wrong, it's just different, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, some people like going on walks, some people don't like going outside for a walk, they got bad allergies, some people like sitting inside and reading, you know, that's just, it's what it is, like, you know, it just depends on the person. Do you feel like you could be more selfish, or do you feel like you've been more selfish in most cases?
I haven't been selfish until now. But being selfish to me is not even, like, being selfish. Mm-hmm. It's just, I come before anybody else. That's it. Like, I don't necessarily do anything differently. I don't feel like I owe anybody anything. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to please anybody. I'm not trying to have anybody understand me. I'm not even trying to have people come places with me for real. Mm-hmm. You got to be a certain caliber of person to be seen with me. I'm a celebrity, guys. But nah, like, I went on, I'm about to take, well, I started taking myself out on dates. I haven't eaten alone yet, but that's coming. Like, I just want to go to a restaurant and just get a table for one. Mm-hmm. Like, how many? Just one. Sit there, take my mask off, eat my food. Just enjoy my presence.
I'm with that.
That's where I'm at right now. But I don't even feel like it's selfish. I'm just taking care of me before I try to take care of somebody else. So I got to give myself the world before I can give somebody else the world.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. I definitely agree. I mean, I think that's how it should be. I think we should, like, it's like the, every time I think of it, I think of the episode of King of Queens where, like, Doug and Carrie were on the plane, and it, like, you know, when the mask, they say when the mask drops down, you're supposed to give yourself the oxygen, but he was just like, just gave himself the air. But in reality, you probably should, like, how am I supposed to breathe? How am I supposed to make sure you good and you're breathing if I can't breathe? Good. Like, I'm right. Like, you know, so I feel like we should do that.
Yeah, we're supposed to, but we're not taught that.
Okay, I was just gonna say, what about you? Do you feel like you've been too selfish, or do you feel like you could be more selfish?
I feel like I could be more selfish. I think I had points where I was, like, trying to figure out what it means. Like, I guess in extremes, I guess, because most of us, I mean, I feel like
to try and figure it out, sometimes you can go the extreme route and then try and do some stuff where it's like, it might not even be on purpose. Like, now you're doing stuff where it's like, oh, snap, I really wasn't thinking about anybody at all. And then on the flip side, you could be like, I haven't thought about myself in years. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I wasn't doing nothing for myself for real. Like, the last, yeah, I wasn't really doing nothing for myself. I was coming from a mindset of lack. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, I felt like, I was feeling like I ain't have enough to do this and that. Even down to a simple haircut, shape up.
Yeah, that was getting rough.
That changed your life. And I have money to do whatever, I have money to do whatever I want. It's just now all my money and energy, it goes to me first before I try to help somebody else out. Or I ask myself, am I good before I ask somebody else if they good? Because don't nobody be asking. It's only a few people that be like, hey, what's good? I'm just making sure you all right. Not even, trying to help out, just making sure, you good. Like, when I be like, you good? I really be wanting to know if you're okay. Like, mentally.
Yeah, but I was going to say, do you feel like most of the people who ask you, even if they do ask you, do you care if they don't actually care for the answer? Or do you just care more that they asked if you are all right?
Repeat that one more time.
So does it matter if they genuinely care if you're doing okay?
It depends on the person. Yeah, it depends on the person. Most of the time, a lot of people just be like, you good, just because it's normalized to ask somebody if they good. But a lot of people don't care. And most people, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to say I'm good regardless. If I'm not good, I'm good. I'm going to figure it out. But That's not even the best route, but I'm gonna still say I'm good just because I don't ask. I ask for help at the last minute, like when all else fails, and I have no other option but to ask for help. Then I'll ask for help. But until then, I'm not asking for help.
So I got two questions. So one,
two answers.
Yeah, two. So if we're going back to this main character, main character energy. Why should they care if you're doing good at all?
Why are you around me if you don't care how I'm doing?
That's not what that's a different question. I think if it's main character, again,
yeah, so if they don't care,
maybe they're just doing it that
I'm just keep it polite. Short. Yeah, I'm good. Maybe you good? Yeah, I'm good. Chilling. You good? But say less, keep it pushing.
Okay.
So if they don't care, they're not allowed to be a supporting actor in your movie. They're just an extra.
I mean, they could watch, but they not.
So they're an audience.
They not about to, everybody isn't supposed to go where you're going. So if I feel like you don't care, I don't care either. I don't really care that you don't care. I don't care that you don't care. I care that you acting like you care when you really don't care. That's what be bothering me.
So it bothers you more.
It just be small talk, and I don't like small talk. It's like somebody saying, "Oh, I like your slides," knowing they just trying to find something to talk about.
So
what if they really like your slides?
They might.
They might, or they might not. They might just be trying to find something to talk about.
So it bothers you more. So when you started, you were like, people don't even ask if you good.
Yeah, they don't. They just ask if you.
Yeah. So it bothers you more that if they're gonna not, if they ask and it's not genuine, than if they didn't ask at all.
Yeah, it's better to not ask at all, I feel like. Because, you don't care. So why do you ask if you don't care? You just want to know what's going on. You just want to know what's going on. So I'm going to keep. 9 times out of 10, I'll keep it short if I feel like that. Or, you can watch. You just watch from the stands with everybody else.
Also, then, because you said 9 times out of 10, if somebody asks, the answer's going to be you good regardless. Mm-hmm. So, what does it matter?
It don't matter if they care or not. You're not going to give them the real answer.
If that's not the truth, right? Because if the truth is...
If they do care... then I'll let them know.
You probably I said nine times out of ten.
Yeah, I'm not going to ask for help. But when once I get things figured out, like, you know what?
But saying that you're not good is not necessarily asking for help.
Well, I might say I'm all right. And then the tone, if you know, I'm doing bad. Then you could hit the follow up. But what's going on?
Like, is it fair? Because like, all right, you may be able to tell that somebody else may not. They may not just be. They just may not pick up on the fact that it's like you said. You know, I'm all right. Like they may not pick up on that kind of energy. Because again, you can't assume that everybody else is reading the room. How you reading the room? That's just what it is. You know. So it's like a lot of times we get hurt. That's a part of like the whole being selfless. Like trying to be selfless before you're selfish. You're assuming that everybody should be able to know exactly how you feel because you can kind of tell or you're asking how everybody else is feeling. But, like, some people don't, they just don't know. So it's like, I forget where I was going with this. But, yeah, it's just in general, like, just kind of figuring out, like, I don't know, why does it matter if you're not going to tell them the truth anyway.
Why ask if you don't care? It's like the same thing. Like,
it doesn't matter if they ask if you're not going to tell them the truth. Because even if they care, if they know, so how you're picking up on if they don't actually care, they might be picking up on, he don't mess with me like that to tell me the truth. So why do I care going forward? Like, or he don't trust me enough to tell me the truth, so mm-hmm. I'm not going to ask this question anymore.
And to start, the first thing you're saying is people don't ask. If the issue is just the fact that they don't ask, then it's like, all right, then if people started asking but they weren't being genuine, then it's like there shouldn't be a problem. Because at least they're asking.
They're asking. Like, they're asking, but not they don't care when they ask. So for lack of better terms, I said that. So let me rephrase it. When people ask if you good, they not really asking, mm-hmm. how are you? Like, they just like, it's just normal jargon.
So do you feel like you would get a different response if you were just 100 with exactly how you were feeling before? Like, so even when they're asking the shallow version of it, like, do you think you would get a different response if you jumped out the gate first and went, it was like, yeah, you know, actually, I'm actually struggling right this second, but, you know, I'm going to make it through. Like, do you feel like you would get a different answer?
I probably would, but even with that, people be chatting, like, so they might ask you if you're okay, just to see if they could get some information to see what's going on. You good? Oh, nah, I'm not doing too good. They might go tell, oh, yeah, I just talked to about blah, blah, blah. He said this, this, and that. He not doing too good. I just seen him on his story yesterday. Mm-hmm. He looked like he was good.
So it shouldn't matter if they ask. Because if you feel like they're going to run back and tell people or they're being disingenuous with them asking, it's like, why not just skip the formalities?
But if they ask me.
No, I understand why you're saying that you're good. I get that.
No, I get that too.
Because that's also just how we was raised. Like, I've heard many times that people don't really want to know how you're doing. So just say you're good. Don't be like, oh, don't go in there talking about, oh, my back hurt and, mm-hmm. you know, I got injured, da 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 da. You know?
Go ahead. That's funny because that goes back into the whole thing. Like, every main character energy. Listen, nobody want to hear your complaints because I got my own main character problems that I'm trying to figure out.
Nobody's trying to hear that. And then to me, it feels like I'm complaining. Like, if I go to somebody, like, I'm just tired. Actually, that's not it. I'll just be like, I'm tired, but I'm good. Like, if it's something, like, mm-hmm. simple, but it's like, I be feeling like I'm complaining. Like, my back hurt. I've been having headaches. I can't sleep. So now I feel like I'm complaining. And I don't like complaining. Like, mm-hmm. There's no need. Somebody told me, another wise woman once told me, there's no need to complain. Don't complain about things you could change.
Wise woman number two. That wise woman junior?
I guess so. Wise woman the second?
The second.
Okay, I was going to say wise woman squared. But
Dub squared the second.
I mean, that works. That works.
Yeah, wise woman number two. And she was like, no need to complain over things you could change. And then that was like, oh, wow. You're right. You're a wise one.
So do you feel like it's things like these that led you to, you know, this more positive mindset? Like experiences like that? Or did they help on your journey to getting to a positive mindset?
The beginning of the journey started with the pizza diagram. I didn't realize until y'all said it the other day. Pizza diagram. That was the first look into perspective.
We'll break that down for you guys a little bit later. It's just something that we've had, well, that he created years ago. So, another video, another episode. We'll explain what the pizza diagram is, but continue.
But then I was actually happy. Like, most of my life, I was very happy. But then, you know, I lost myself along the way. A lot of people putting their ideas and perception of my life, like you said, my life on me. And then I trust these people. I trust their word, their judgment. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what, maybe you're right. But it, deep inside, it's like something telling me, it's not it. But like, y'all right. Y'all older than me. Y'all smarter than me. So I thought, y'all wise. Taking y'all. But then it's like, I'm doing the stuff that y'all, that everybody telling me to do. And I'm like, I'm not happy. I don't feel like I have enough for anything. I just feel like I'm just struggling, going through the motions. And it's like, then I had to just take a step back. I did the Soul Academy. Soul Academy, that's a great look. Shout out to Dr. P. That's a great look. Had to get back right. Read a couple books, you know. Took some time to myself. What else I do? I quit my job. Got another job. Yeah. Quit my job and got another job. But the other job wasn't as bad as the last job. And then it got as bad as the last job. So now I quit that job. Now I got another job. And now that job is getting as bad as the last job. So, but I'm happy. Like, I take care of myself now. I come first. I had to make sure that I come first. Like you said about positive self-talk, I had to make sure I did that. Now, if I think negative, I can easily switch it around. I do whatever I feel like doing that'll make me happy. Like, I do one thing that'll make me happy every day. I have a morning routine now. The morning routine, it gets done. As long as it gets done, my day is great. Now, even if it don't get done, my day is still great. But it'd be like if I don't start with the routine, everything be like, it's a little off. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. It's like, I'm lost. But, got around great people like yourselves.
Oh, thank you.
You know?
Likewise, man.
Yeah.
What else? I'll just be happy. Like, I'll be happy and I'll be grateful.
Yeah.
You know, I take walks in nature. I'm a walker.
Yeah, that's cool.
I'm a naturer. And I'm just like, I don't want to die with no regrets. So now it's like, it's imperative that I do whatever I feel like doing. Like, I'm not even telling myself, oh, I don't got enough for it, or I'll be like, oh, I want to do this, and I'm going to go do it. I'll figure it out. Because regardless, I'm going to have enough money for whatever I want to have enough money for. Mm-hmm. Even them boots that I showed y'all, the Bottega boots, if I actually want to go get them, I will have enough money for them. Might not be able to pay bills, but I will have enough money for them. Yeah, it's been a lot of trial and error on this journey, but I'm good. Like, I'm actually good, y'all.
Great.
I laugh a lot now. I laugh from the time I wake up to the time I go to sleep.
It's good stuff.
Regardless if it's at myself or at somebody else or with somebody else, I'll just be laughing. I'll be in a good mood. And I don't vibrate low. I don't vibrate, like, my low vibration look, if you on the outside, from the outside looking in, my low vibration isn't that low. So, like, where my floor is for how I vibrate, it's a lot higher than it was.
No, it's good.
So, that's good. I'm good.
I feel that. I feel like a lot of times when people talk about, like, positivity and, like, manifestation, abundance, lack mindset, stuff like that, I feel like when I first started learning, like, really learning about it and trying to actively figure out how to change my mindset, it felt like everybody was just saying, oh, do this, and then tomorrow you'll be in abundance.
This is really the key. I forgot to say this, too. Like, learning to actually be present and not worry about the past or the future, just actually be present. And whatever you're doing, whatever you being at the time, whoever you with, even if you by yourself, just be present in the moment. Even, yeah, just, like, learn. I had to try my hardest just to be present. Like, not worry about nothing. Just enjoy whatever. Like, I'm just
even
sitting
down. Even if you
down.
Don't want to be there. Yeah. Just find enjoy. The positive. Just right. enjoy the fact that you are able to be there.
Right. Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, because when you don't do that, the only thing that happens is that the everything in you is like, I don't want to be here. So the moment drags on even longer.
It make everything worse. Like, it's like. Yeah, it just make everything worse. And it's like you pretty much dwelling on everything you don't like. Mm-hmm. It's like. Mm-hmm.
You can't attract what you do want and you do like if you're just focused on the things that you don't
right,
like.
What you focus on grows.
Yep.
So
and
just focus on being happy, being abundant.
Yeah, definitely.
Being great, like, you know, walking in my purpose. Like, whatever I feel like my purpose is, that's what it is. And I also just found out that your purpose changes during the course of your life. Like from during a certain period of your life, your purpose may be to be a writer.
Mm-hmm.
And then you become a writer. Now you have a new purpose. After you've written, I think I want to get into tech. You know, I could help this, this, and this. And I think I'm going to go get into tech. So, like, at first I thought it was just like, you wanted, all right, so I'm born and I'm like, okay, I want to be a writer. So my entire life, I'm supposed to be spending writing. That's how I used to think. Mm. But it's like, okay, I want to be a writer. Now I'm a writer. I accomplished that. Now, do I keep writing for the rest of my life? Or I might have other interests.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've still written a lot. I'm still writing. But now I want to pursue this new thing. Let me do that. Okay, this might be my purpose. It's like just trial and error.
Or your purpose within whatever field also evolves.
Right,
so,
right,
like,
right.
You still might want to be a writer, but maybe rather than doing novels or just simply writing,
you want to
do movies, or you want to start teaching writing classes or
right.
figure out a way to actually, you know, expound on what you've already started, or maybe an idea that you had when you were younger that you never actually created into more. And yeah, I feel like yeah, it can shift, it can evolve, it can, like, change in so many different ways. And but we are taught a lot of times, like, when they're like, what do you want to be when you grow up, like, you're taught to say one thing, like, you're not taught to think, oh, I can do more after, like, I can become the doctor and then become the writer and then become the scientist and then maybe even go back to school later on. Or, you know, like,
it's funny because, like, I think, I agree with what you guys are saying. I really think it's you choose it, like, whatever it is, like, whatever's calling you the most at whatever time. And that's part of the reason why I feel like it changes. And I remember Hill Harper had came to our school when we was, and he was talking about, he was saying a lot of, like, directors and, like, playwrights are, like, they wanted to be actors. And it's, like, for him, it was a similar thing. It's, like, he had a friend, he was saying they pursued it so hard that they kind of fell into something that they like to do more.
Right.
But until you pursue whatever it is that you're doing the first time, you might not fall into it like that.
Yeah,
so it's like you just had to be
working towards.
So yeah, so there's some truth to the whole, like, I gotta be writing all the time. But it's like, you're doing it you're doing it, and then because you're doing it to that degree, you may stumble across something that you like even more. Yeah. So I think, which is again, just kind of like it just shifts. So like your purpose, your purpose does change. Too, like
the people that you come across when you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, it's like it's fire. Like like life is all about relationships. Like the more relationships that you have, the better off you will be. Genuine relationships. So
yeah, I think I heard Kanye talk about, he was like, what him being wealthy is more so is the relationships as opposed to the money. Like being able to do whatever you want, because it's like, hey, I got a friend over here. Yeah. Like that's worth way more than any.
And the people that actually got money, they looking out for their people. Like they making sure they in certain rooms. Oh, you good? You need this? Like when they ask if you good, they actually care. Like you good? Like nah, I'm not good right now, but I'm gonna figure it out. Oh, nah, don't worry, I got you. What you? Mm. Don't say less. We here. Like they'll put you in the room. It's not like they just. Another thing I seen a video, and it was like, nobody's coming to save you. That was another last year. That's when a light bulb went off, and I was like, okay, it's time. Let me get right. But yeah, like they actually be looking out. Like they'll put you in a room, get you whatever you need, and it's just like they actually care.
I got a question. Do you feel like by not telling people that that you're like you're not good, you could be inadvertently blocking your blessing? Because
definitely.
Okay. That's fair. Because I was thinking, I was like, all right, maybe your coworker said something to somebody else, like, hey, he ain't doing too good, and somebody else just feels inspired enough to actually help you with something, like just off the strength that it's like, I felt it on my spirit or whatever, just to help you.
But if I'm not doing good, I'll be trying, like, if somebody actually asks, but I don't be wanting to come off like I'm complaining or I'm good, but it's like.
But that's good, the but thing. I'm not good. Like, that's the thing, though. That's the hilarious part. It's because, like, we genuinely want people. We want somebody to ask. It's like, that's the hilarious part about it. It's not like you don't want anybody to ask. You want somebody to ask, right? But it's like, they not about to. They not about to ask. But I don't even. It's gonna sound like I'm good. But it's like humans, we want people to ask. Like, we want people to be like, "Hey, are you good?" Because it's like.
Because that's another level of human connection. So I want to share this with you, but also, I don't know you like that. I don't want you to think I'm complaining. I don't want you to think I'm telling you this because I need something from you. Like,
and then the reason I don't, what, another reason that I don't like seeming like I'm complaining because people bring their complaints to me. I'm a listener, so I just be just listening. I'm an open ear. So I just be listening, like, dang, that's why. If they ask for some advice or something, I'll give them some advice. But it's like, I always end it with, like, something like, I always end it in a way where they can figure it out themselves. Mm-hmm. Like, figure out the answer themselves.
Yeah. I mean, I think that, well, I know something for me. I mean, sometimes it depends on who the person is. If I'm not doing all right, and they ask me if I'm good, I am going to say that I'm good. Because if I don't know you like that, or I don't really trust you like that. So I understand. But, like, I had to start working on, like, if I'm not doing good, just being like, you know, I'm all right, you know.
See, that's like, the same thing. I'm all right.
I don't have to list off everything that's wrong. But I could be like, you know, I'm all right, you know.
I'm not doing the greatest, but Skate Man says...
Get back up, try it again.
So I think that's better than lying and saying I'm good. Because I think, I noticed, especially when you work in a customer service, like, that's the first thing you do. Somebody asks, how you doing? Yeah, I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing marvelous. And it's like, so it's like, if we're talking about the things that you say to yourself, like, in the same way we're talking about the negative
words
stuff.
Or spells.
In the same way we're talking about the negative stuff, I can't. Like, I shouldn't start off with a lie to myself.
That's what I had to learn about, like the affirmations and manifestation, just, like, positive talk to myself. Like, if I don't believe these things, or if I know this stuff is a lie, like, I'm literally counteracting what I'm trying to do. Like,
how you feel about it.
Exactly. Like,
how if you feel about what you're saying.
It's not going to change anything if I'm lying to myself. Because essentially, like, you're saying these things, but you're also talking to yourself. So, like, if I'm telling, if you ask me how I'm doing, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm good, you know. I got this going on. It's like, I hope that these things start. Mm-hmm. And I hope I start feeling better because I'm telling you that I'm good, but, like, I'm not. And it's not really making a difference me telling you, now I feel bad for lying because I know I'm out here just lying. Yeah. Then I'm thinking about how they don't really care how I feel and blah, blah, blah. But it's like, you just told a lie, so, like, where'd you think this conversation was going?
And then that's what I was talking about. And it's funny because, like, when you go into it like that, like, you could be having the worst day ever. It'd be like everything went wrong. Your tire was flat. You ain't got the right windshield wipers. You, like, everything going wrong the entire day. And somebody asks you, like, yeah, I'm doing wonderful. And it's like, now you like, dang, I know I really don't feel wonderful. Now I feel worse because, like, now I'm trying to make myself feel better by telling people that I feel wonderful when I don't. So it's like, as opposed to just being like, hey, it's been a rough day, but I'm getting through it. Whatever.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You're feeling old. Yeah. Like, man, you know, today it's still early. Like, nah, your day is exactly how you want it to go. Like, I'll be tapping and telling myself that. Like, I'll be telling myself I'm going to have a great day. Like, regardless what happens, my day going to be good.
But I also know, like, in customer service, they train you to do that. So it's, like, hard not to do it. And we've all worked in customer service, so it's, like, second nature at this point. But at the same time, you'll be surprised who actually does care.
It's a lot of people that care. I noticed that. Like, even, like, strangers be caring more than people that actually know. Like,
but,
be like,
if you tell them the actual answer, they'll be like, oh, like, because you don't know, like, that person might have been, like, you know, God just sending this person your way to lift your spirits that day or to give you a sign for something, motivate you. Like, you don't know what could happen if you give the genuine
answer. Locked a lot of blessings, you know, but come with the territory. I'm trying to be open now. Like, if they ask.
It's hard.
That's tough.
It's hard.
If they ask, that's it depends on how I'm feeling.
That's something that I've been, like, learning instead of me being like, all right, I'm like, even when somebody comes up and how you doing today? I'm like, I'm doing all right. Like, I'm doing all right. How are you? It's like, all right, cool. As opposed to me being like, I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing splendid.
I'm
having a dynamic day. Like, it's just,
I'm having a day.
You know, like, just.
Don't say that.
It was some customer came up. He had told me to have a dynamic day, and for some reason I liked it. I was like, I like to have a dynamic day. That's different.
Very different.
That's
different. Where were you when you come in?
Yeah, I was like, okay. But yeah, nah, it just make all the difference. And that's, I realize that, and I've been saying this all year, or the beginning of this year, is like, people have a hard time just telling the truth. Because it's like, and it's not even like it'll be bold-faced lies. Some of it will be straight up lies, but it'd be like the subtle, the small stuff, like, again, just being like, yeah, you know, like, yeah, like, I'm having a good day.
But then that's also, like, not coming off, like, being vulnerable.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Because if you tell somebody that you're not doing good, it may look like you weak or, I mean, everybody not, like, every day not great.
Yeah, it's like, not. And that's okay.
Life, like, it's just ups and downs, but like, just come with it, but you gotta have a different type of perspective. So even if I'm not doing the greatest, I actually be good. Like, I actually be good, and it's not. So I'm not lying if I be like, no, I'm good. Like, I'm not doing the greatest, but
I'm good. Yeah.
Like, I'm actually good.
Yeah, but as long as, like, you're saying it in authenticity, like, then it's different. But if you give the shallow, I'm good, like, and don't really mean it, then you don't, like, you're not gonna get out of it what you hope to get out of it.
Yeah, right. And then, you know, it's funny, because, like, when you start asking, like, because at work, I just started randomly, I don't know what day I started doing it, but ever since, like, I started asking, like, yeah, hopefully you and your family doing okay, don't know why I started doing that. And,
the, like, pandemic.
But, I mean, it was before that, because, like, I just started doing it, and then
I noticed when I, like, I would ask everybody how their day was, and I'd be like, all right, and hopefully your family's doing good. I'd be like, wow, yeah, I mean, thanks. Yeah, my family's doing all right, you know. And I would get so many different answers. And yeah. I just was like, all right, let me just ask it. And then my coworkers would be laughing at me. They'd be like, Damani be asking about their family, how they, how the dog do. I'm like, I'm just asking. Like, I'll just ask because I realize people, if you give people the opportunity to do it, they be ready. They be having it locked and loaded. They be like, I've been waiting for somebody to... My family? Like, well, actually, my cousin just cheating on me. And
I'm the one that be asking. I'm the one who asked that. Like,
wait, what? Just realized what you said.
It'd be some wild stuff going on. But
cousin was cheating.
Yeah, my bad. That was a terrible example.
That hit me late. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, let's talk through it. I'll be the one that hold on. Let's go back. Run that back.
I'll be the one that be
asking, are you okay? Mm-hmm. So, and then I could tell if they, like, cause everybody hit me with the, nah, hey, I'm good. And I'll be like, nah, like, you good? And they'd be like, no, it's just let it out.
I'm the same way.
Yeah, I mean, most of the time I don't even have, like, I don't have to go that far. I just ask. Like, one time I asked a dude, he was like, I was like, yeah, like, how was your weekend? He like, oh man, what is a weekend, man? You know, like the days and the night. And he was just going in, and I just like let him go. And I was like, okay. He's like, yeah, you know, because I feel like you're not asking me, like, you know, like, I feel like you're asking me.
You actually care. Like, you actually want to know. And, yeah, let it out.
But
bro.
Sometimes I really don't care. Like, sometimes
you
people.
You work.
Yeah. Like, sometimes people can, and that's another thing, right? I may just be asking just to ask, mm-hmm. but you convince me to care in your response. So, like, sometimes they'll be saying stuff, and I'll just be sitting there. I'm like, oh, wow. Okay, this is actually a. Okay, cool. Now I have thoughts. Now we're actually having a conversation, and then next time you're here, now I actually care a lot more than I would have. But if you didn't open up, I have no clue. You somebody that happened to come into that. You are Mr. John. You know,
John
down Smith. There. Yeah, like,
and that goes back to relationships. Like, just because you asked, how are you, and they felt like you actually cared, you created a relationship. Like,
yeah.
Do y'all believe in burning bridges? Do y'all burn bridges?
Snip, snip,
ho. Oh, yeah.
I don't like burn bridges often, but I did recently say I am very good at just cutting people off. Like, it might not be a good trait, but it might be. Like, I'm good.
I mean, some people do need to get cut off, but everybody don't need to get cut off.
I don't cut everybody off.
You just
got
to place them where they belong. Like, some people just need to be in the audience and just be observing.
Well, I've placed a lot of people.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, I placed a lot of people in the audience, and I have cut off a few people. But it was more so, like, because I have always been, like, the friend who people, you know, used to vent to and all of that stuff, like... I slowly had to, like, take that power back. And then also, it's like, as I'm growing, and if I don't feel like you're growing as well,
yeah.
or if I feel like we're growing
then
in
it's
different
dead.
Directions,
you heard
right?
what Wise Woman number one said? But it's growing, it's dead.
But then it's like, I don't have any ill will towards you. Or I've had friends in the past who only called me to talk about themselves.
That'd be draining too. I'd be like, I don't have the capacity to actually listen to you right now.
But so. You're not asking me if I have the capacity. You just used to me. Like, because, I mean, I didn't know about having the mental capacity to do that type of stuff when I was younger. Like, I had to learn about that when I was on my journey to positive thinking. Mm. So, it's like, in high school and, like, middle school, yeah, I'm listening to all of this stuff. Like, I'm here. Like, I'm giving you advice or whatever. I don't, like, half the time, I might have my phone on my shoulder while you talking because I know you're just going to be going for a while and I'll dip in and give my little 2 cents. But once I started realizing, like, oh, nah, this is draining, like, as a child, it's one thing. Once you start to get older and then, like, in high school, it's like, I'm having my own issues now. Like, this is tiring. You haven't even asked me since we've been on the phone for an hour and a half how I was.
I go back to they don't care how you are. Like main character syndrome.
But there's some people who don't. But you're used to me being that listening ear, and I'm like, I can't be that for you anymore. Yeah. If you call me, like, I don't hate you or nothing. Like, if you call me and we talk, like, that's fine or whatever. But it's not going to be the same kind of conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's people not. Don't call me and complain. Like, the complaints usually come in person. But I don't answer my phone like that anymore. Like, it'd be hard, like. Just be a lot going on. I don't be having time for I don't be feeling like talking. Like, on the phone. Don't be feeling like talking.
I do sometimes, but it's not to other people. It really just be to you. But now, you know, we live together, so it be to, like, mom and, like, our sister. But, like, I'm a texter. Like, you know, text me.
Yeah, I'm about to tell everybody. If it could be
a text, put in a voice note if you want to. I'm fine with that, but, you know, my voicemail don't even work, so if I deny your call, you can't leave me a voicemail. Right. I can't figure out how to get it to work. If anybody knows how to get the voicemail back, let me know.
Leave a comment.
Yeah, leave a comment at the bottom, you know. Make sure y'all subscribe and all that stuff, but leave a comment to tell me, because Google didn't help. But, yeah, I'm going to text me, because somebody... I was texting them on New Year's, and then they tried to call me. And I was busy at the time. So I texted them, like, I'm going to call them back. But I didn't call them back because I didn't want to. And I'm learning to put myself first, okay?
What's wrong with that? Like, I don't text back. Sometimes I don't even see the messages. I be having a lot of messages in my phone. So, but I'm about to tell people, if I don't answer, it's not you, it's me.
Put that as your voicemail.
It's not you, it's me. If I don't answer my phone call, if I don't answer your phone call, if I don't respond to your text, if I don't respond to the DM, it's not you, it's me.
Yeah, I'm notoriously a terrible texter, so I can't. I mean, you probably have better luck calling me, like it. But only people that call me, it's like. If you call me, I rock with you.
You had better luck texting me.
Yeah, but like you can call me, but and then as far as like cutting ties, I don't feel like I necessarily need to cut. Like I don't go out of my way to cut ties. Right. I just kind of
let you fall off.
Yeah, I don't even but falling off, not cutting ties. Like I feel like if they fall off, y'all could. Get back up and try it again. Mm. I'm just talking about like friendship type of cordial, like just a associate. Like just because they fall off, it might take them a little longer to get to your level. So once they get up there, if they get up there, it's like now y'all good again.
I mean, but there's some people that they fell off and it's no climbing back up.
Hey,
yeah, I mean, and then
it'd be like that.
Yeah, and I mean, depending on who it is, it's like, all right, they may look at you like you're the person who fell off, and like, and again, they would be right in their main character
energy. Yeah.
Energy, they would be right, because it's like, okay, cool. I don't necessarily cut people off. It's more of a like we just stop having things to talk about, or we just stop talking in general. Because I have people who. Like I'm cool from a distance. I don't have an issue with you at all. Like we just don't talk, and that's fine with me. Like I don't have no ill will towards you or nothing. Just I don't really have a need to contact you.
So maybe it's not like a cutting off, but it's like a
severing of ties.
Mm-hmm. Yes, like I'm okay with you not being here, mm-hmm. and I'm okay with not talking to you.
You know, I learned I can't talk to people every day. Like,
I'm not the everyday friend. Yeah, I'm not. Hit me up once a month, twice, like every 2 months, something like. I'm there. If we in person, I'm all in. Okay?
I don't be having nothing that I be wanting to share. Every day. Like it'd be like
every day though.
Yeah, I don't be having stuff that Like, hey, yo, what you do today? You know, I woke up. I'm not about to go through my whole day. But it don't be nothing that you want to hear. Like, okay, I did the same thing I did yesterday.
And that's the other thing, too. I feel like since we moved down here, I feel like people be wanting, when they say, like, what you been up to, like, they want to hear something, like, really exciting.
Yeah, like, when y'all thought I was outside all the time, yeah. I was out a lot, but I spent a lot of time home, too. Like, I spent more time at home than I did out.
Yeah.
But it just seemed like I was out because, I don't talk to people every day. Mm-hmm. I talk to y'all every day, but.
Yeah.
Different circumstances.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah, I feel like they be waiting for like the big exciting news, like, you know. And it's like I'm still, you know, building my career and climbing my way up. We just moved.
I just saw you last week.
Right, like
not too much change.
Everything's still happening. I don't even know stuff without my GPS yet. So like
I still use my GPS.
I do too, even when I'm back home.
Yeah, everywhere I go, the GPS just be on. Mm-hmm. Unless I'm coming home. Like, if I'm driving home, I know how to get home most of the time.
And I'm still throwing mine on just in case the traffic talking about, you know what, let me just.
Mm-hmm.
They like, all right, turn right instead of left. I'm like, oh, didn't even. I found a new way to get home. Like,
that's
four
how
ways
I found
to get
that,
home.
That one way when we had, just came back, came in clutch. Yeah, that train be there every.
Every
there's two of them. Like, why? There's one on this side, and then there's one.
I think
on
it's the same train.
Yeah, I think it's one long train.
Yeah.
Nah, that don't even make
gotta
sense.
Be. Yeah,
nah, because
it goes that way.
There's no way, because there was. I mean, I guess.
It's a long train.
Because, no, all right, so sometimes it'll be on one side, and it won't be on the other.
Because it got to come back this way.
But one is going this way, and then, like, they're both going in the same direction, just in two.
On two different tracks?
Yeah, like, they're, like, one is going this way, and one is going this way. This is a random conversation.
But
they're both
the
going
tracks,
this way.
Alright. The one track that's over there, it goes all the way down to that side. It's like, it's one long railroad track.
Nah, that's not the same train.
It,
I mean,
like,
trains can switch tracks and stuff like
then,
that.
Yeah. Like, when you go, all right, say you pull out and go left. You got to turn right and go up. That's the train track. If you pull out of here and turn left,
that's
then
the
you
other
turn
train
right
train.
And then you turn left. Like, you turn right and then you turn left. Now you facing the same direction.
The
so
same
it's like
way.
This.
But the train is going.
It's a little one train.
We're going to talk about this.
Nah, it's not the same train. It's
yes,
definitely
it
the same train.
It's the same train.
It's not. It's in a totally different area.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's right
it's
around
one
the corner.
Long all right,
so,
track.
All right, so we leave, right? Go this way. Bus a left. Bus a right. We're next to the little. We're next to the first, like the one.
Left, bus right.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. So we're on that side, right? Cool.
Yep. And then the train tracks is right there.
Yeah, train tracks is right there. To go the other way, you're going right, down, left, and then the train is going right.
You know, it's the same train track that's right over there.
Right.
Is right in front of.
I understand
and
what
then
you're
it
saying.
Goes.
But
right
that,
over there.
Actually, that even proves my point better. That train is always going left.
I ain't never seen a train.
This train going is always going right.
It sounds like it's two tracks. It's all one train.
So that one is always going this way.
That train that's over there come this way too.
All right, let's move on. Let's move on. Y'all starting to confuse me.
Yeah, we're gonna do this another day. We will actually go outside and figure it out.
Train hunters, look out for that.
3:00 in the morning,
mm-hmm.
They be there.
And 8 a.m. Same way.
But yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Cutting people off, cutting bridges, burning bridges.
Mm-hmm. Severing of ties.
Yeah. I guess I don't really burn bridges. I just...
Sever the ties.
Set boundaries. That's it.
I set boundaries. I'm learning to do that. That's something that I also had to learn.
Yeah, they don't teach you this in school.
They
I'm about to start a school. A Montessori.
A what?
Monastery. Tomato, tomato.
that was not a tomato or a tomato. That was not. That was a potato.
Monastery. Monastery. Oh my gosh. But yeah, they definitely don't. They don't teach you that. They don't teach you about self care. They don't teach you, you know, we always taxes and all that stuff. We don't know anything about that. But yeah, it's a lot of things.
Yeah. It's funny. I'm sorry to cut you off. You were saying.
I can't remember the rest of my stuff.
I was going to say, I saw something on TikTok. Some girl was like, you can't self care your way out of human relationships. Mm-hmm. So like you can't get rid of human relationships and put self care there. You also have to have some level of human connection in your relationships. So self care is important, but you also need human relationships. Yeah, because it's like you can't just do self care and think you're gonna fill that void.
Yeah, you're gonna get lonely. Yeah, it's gonna be real lonely.
But that's why you need the boundaries. Because like with the human interaction, that's great, but if you don't have boundaries set, you can't even self-care. So it's like, if you're pouring out too much to other people, or, you know, sometimes, for me, spending too much time with other people, like, it drains me. Like, I need alone time to just recoup. Even if I'm just sitting in silence in my room doing nothing, I need to be by myself for a little bit in order for, like, me to be able to function.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
So with that, like, you gotta set boundaries. Like, you have to learn to set boundaries so that you can take that time to self-care, to do whatever, but then also still interact, because like you said, we need that human connectivity, that relationship. That's what we were created for. So just having I don't want to say a balance between the two, because I don't know that there is a perfect balance, but figuring out what works for you and how to set the boundaries, still have those interactions, still have those connections, relationships, set boundaries so that you can still make time for yourself.
Yeah.
And that's like, that's really important.
Yeah, because I know I definitely need the time alone. I need time away from people so that I can do things without having to explain why I'm doing it.
And I don't explain myself anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel the need to explain myself.
Yeah, like, but... I feel you. I agree.
I do sometimes, but I try my hardest not to. If you ask, it depends on who it is if I'm going to explain it. Sometimes I be like, I don't got no explanation. I just feel this way. Like,
yeah.
And then you just got to take that for what it is. This is how I feel. I don't know why I feel like this. I just do.
Yeah, exactly. And I think some of the time being alone is like, I don't want to have to explain why I decided to walk down this, like, do it, like, do a bunny hop down the step, like just whether it's as weird as that, or it could just be like, why did I decide to like to write for 30 minutes and then do whatever it is. Like, if I don't have, I need the time to not have to explain it, because like me trying to explain it, like I don't know if you guys ever realized, but like you trying to explain everything that you're doing and exactly how your mind's working all the time.
That thing is stressing. I don't know what I'll be like.
It's draining.
Like, I don't have an explanation for a lot of things. Like, I'm just saying stuff and I actually believe it wholeheartedly, but I don't know why. Like, I can't explain to you why I think like this. I can't explain to you why this is what I'm supposed to be doing. It's just what I'm supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, I agree. It's draining. I mean, I've had multiple conversations as of late where I've had to explain my thought process, and it's exhausting. But yeah, that time alone is like really important. And I do know that there are some people who don't actually like to be by themselves. I know when I was going through my depression for a while, like, I didn't want to be by myself, but I needed to be by myself. And then, like, part of the reason why I couldn't heal for so long is because I didn't want to sit alone with my own thoughts.
Yeah, like, crazy.
Yeah, I was scared to sit with my own thoughts because I didn't know what was in there at that point, because I'm like, I've been suppressing it for this long. I don't know what's in here.
I'm trying to find a little box where I suppressed everything. I think it'll be cool. Open it up, see what I find.
I'm gonna go to therapy and do that.
That's what I think. That's
I'm gonna do that in therapy. I don't know if I want to do that by myself. I feel like that's gonna be scary.
I think it's gonna be fun.
I mean,
to me, I think it's gonna be fun. It's interesting.
I think it might be fun with a therapist for me, but I don't know that if I do it by myself, if I actually find that box, I don't know what's gonna happen. Yeah.
It's funny because you guys suppress stuff so that. Like to the point where you guys don't remember what
I
it
don't
is.
Remember a lot.
Yeah, for me, it's not even that. It'd be like I suppress it enough so that like, cause I'm gonna let it out. Like I'm gonna feel it regardless. So it's like I'll suppress it to the point where it's like, all right, nobody else is gonna know that I felt this way, but I know I felt it. I'm like I'm not gonna deny that I felt this way. Mm. And so that's just the main difference for me.
I'm there now.
Mm.
Well, yeah, actually, things that's happening now.
Yeah, like
people going to know I felt this way. It's not even like they're not going to know. You're going to know I felt this way because I'm going to just go ahead and tell you because I spent so many years not saying anything. So I'm going to let you know that what you just said made me feel this way. I'm not asking for an apology or anything. I just want you to know this is how I'm feeling. I'm going to process this now. But, yeah. I don't know what's in that box.
And, I always know what's in mine. Yep, I know what that. Yeah, okay, that's there. That's definitely what that was.
That's a good practice.
That was definitely some. Cause you just gotta know, like, that's definitely was. I was definitely frustrated. That definitely annoyed the hell out of me. So like maybe. It's like let me not ignore the fact that that definitely annoyed me. You know, it's like you know what? I don't have to address it right now, but. I know for a fact, right there, that, nah, I don't like that.
Teach your children
I
that.
I don't like that. Yeah, I'm going to try. I'm going to try and give them everything. I mean, you can't, again, live, and then you learn. You know, I can try and teach you. But...
Let them live.
Well, I mean, let them live, but also, give them a little tidbit on that, because, yeah, the box ain't fun.
The box ain't
falls. All right. So, y'all got anything else?
Nah, I think that was a good one.
All right. Yeah, gray area exclusives.
Yeah, we'll be back with another episode on childhood trauma at some point. But thank you for joining us for another episode of The Gray Area. If you haven't already done so, please subscribe, hit the notification bell so you can be alerted whenever we post. I'm Shaquoia D.
Being Breeze.
Damani.
And we are The Gray Area.
We
thank you.
Yes, sir.
Bye.